We got a few slides to then go through, literally just maybe 4 minutes or so, and then we're going to have Michael come up from Treasure Investments in just a second. So every quarter, I want to be sharing some more updates of things that I'm learning through the interviews that we've done with billionaires and actually the founder of Treasure Investments, who's a partner with Michael, was interviewed for billionaires.com recently. So you can see that interview live at billionaires.com. As we talked about earlier, conduct due diligence on anything you learn about at any conference before investing, of course. And the three slides I wanted to get through real quick here before we jump into the content so we don't start behind is that one thing I've noticed is that people who scale something to $100 million or $1 billion, they're productivity masters. You'll see when Kevin Harrington's on stage later, who invested in Celsius energy drink 10 years ago at, I think it's 10 cents a share or something, and is trading at hundreds of dollars per share now. He talks about high velocity entrepreneurs, and he is one. It's what he looks for. He's very fast moving. David Rubenstein is 74 years old, hyper responsive, gets back to everybody via email. By responding first and very quickly, opportunities open up to him, and he guides conversations places they wouldn't go otherwise. And always on the move, acting as an owner, not an operator, is what Tony Robbins shared with us in his interview. And we just interviewed the youngest billionaire from India, Pearl Kumar, and he talked about only working on exciting things. And that helps you be more productive because it's exciting to work on what you're working on. We've interviewed Dr. Bharat Sanghani, who's the largest franchisee of Five Guys and Fries and had $1 billion plus exit there. He's a publicly traded entity, had him on stage at our events 5 or 6 times now. He's also very productive, gets back to everybody very quickly, et cetera. The other thing is looking at things that are scalable and really seizing a window. Warren Buffett is saying when opportunity reigns, you don't want a thimble, you want a bucket, right? And so making sure that, like yesterday, Ed Connors said on stage, sometimes you get lucky and you don't realize you're getting lucky. And I had started 5 or 6 businesses during grade school, high school, college. And when I found that no one in the world was providing thought leadership on family offices and they were the wealthiest people on planet Earth, I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. I mean, maybe I could start this website. And then it grew. So realizing you're getting lucky, so you do double down and scale it up and you do provide as much value as possible, I think is part of what it takes to be really successful. Bezos is famous for saying that if you have 70% or more of the data to make a decision, you just need to move forward and make that decision. The most costly decision might be indecision and doing nothing about a situation, right? He also talks a lot about how most decisions are reversible. And if there's a decision that's not reversible, then he slows down a bit and pumps the brakes. But most decisions, if it wasn't the right one, then you can reverse it. So there's no big deal. There's way more cost in not deciding what you want to do. So I think that's an important example to share as well. The third one I wanted to share real quick is just that if you sell out early, and you always sell out when there's any sign of a win, then you're never going to scale anything that's big. You have to let your runners win on some level. You might want to take your principal out of the deal. You might want to take 25% off the table or even 50%. But my theory, sometimes I'm not sure what to do, is to de-risk being completely dumb by cutting it down the middle and take half off and let half ride. Then you know you can't be completely wrong. But the people who do make it big obviously didn't sell out early. There's a famous saying in the family office space that encourages the opposite. It says, all of my wealthy friends sold too early. So there's some truth to that. You hold on too long, it could become a MySpace or something, right? But when Arnold went from being Mr. Olympia to then being a movie star, like I said yesterday, he didn't accept little character roles. He went straight for the leading man and the leading role and became the most highly paid actor on planet Earth. When Cuban got an offer to sell for $150 million for broadcast.com, he dismissed it and said, no, I'm not going to sell for $150 million. And at that time, his net worth outside the company was less than $10 million. He said, we're going for the billion-dollar valuation. We're not selling for $150. So obviously, it's a requirement. To get really big, you can't say, oh, yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm good settling for this or that. So it's just something to keep in mind if you feel like you are getting lucky. There's something you're doing that's really spot on. Not to cash out, sell out 100% too early. Paychex founder, he had a one-time offer to get all of his franchises back into the corporate private company. And he said, take it or leave it. This is your one-time offer to become part of one big company. And luckily, he made the offer in a good enough way that everyone accepted unanimously. And then Paychex became a multi-billion dollar company that he started with $20,000 and it became worth over $4 billion and he became a billionaire. So it's by thinking big, taking advantage of opportunities, using a bucket, not a thimble, when opportunity starts to come down around you, not settling too early, not debating decisions for too long, moving with conviction, being highly productive, hyper-responsive. Those are some of the things I've been taking notes on recently. So I just wanted to share that real quick to kick off the day. At the end of the day today, I'm going to have a few closing remarks. I'm going to be moderating one of the discussion panels later. But next up, I want to introduce Michael. He's going to come on stage. Oh, I guess this one last comment here. A lot of people in, there's like a, on social media, et cetera, there are some comments about like, hey, you just have to work 4 hours a week. Just work smart. You don't need to work hard. Just about every billionaire I know works very hard and very smart. And you heard Hoffman's comments on stage. You don't have to work 14 hours a day, every day of your life. That's just a badge of inefficiency. But most people think it's a fun adventure and it's exciting. And that is why they put so much effort into it.